Blog
Darlene
Talk
Lewis.
Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host and show producer, Darlene Lewis, and tonight we will have a fantastic array of information, some good music, and hopefully some callers. I see we got some callers on the line, and tonight's segment is Are You Intimidated by an Experienced Lover? So if you are or are not, please give us a call at 347-989-0761. I am hoping that my legendary artist call in this evening, but before we go into any further details, sometimes when you are making love, you may be asked to perform an act or engage in a position that is either unfamiliar to you or a bit too risky. If that's the case, are you the type to run from a challenge when it comes to making love? Do you find it hard to be comfortable with a lover that may have had more partners than you? Let's talk about it tonight. 347-989-0761. And I have callers on the air. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Now, listen, I see it's a bunch of you on air tonight. When I say hello, who am I speaking with? Let's not all jump on each other at one time. So, hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Rodney C., Double Trouble Funky Four. Hey, darling, how are you?
My legendary caller called in. Hold on, Rodney. We may have some of your fans on the other line. Who else do I see on the line? I see a caller from 404 area code. Hello, caller from a 404 area code. Okay, I see a caller from a 732 area code. Are you on the air?
Yes, yes. It's Shonda Pinky Dickerson, author of
Source
Force, on the air. How are you?
Hi, darling.
I got some
stars on the show tonight. Well, Pinky, meet the legendary Rodney Stone.
Nice to meet you, Rodney.
This is Rodney Stone.
Hi,
Shonda.
Hi. Rodney Stone is from the group Funky Four Plus One More. Do you know that is the first rap group from the Bronx to ever have a rap record deal? Now, we're talking way before there was a Sugar Hill Gang.
Wow.
Is that right, Rodney? He's also
correct.
The first
group
to appear on Saturday Night Live and the first group to have a female rapper by the name of Sha-Rock.
Sha-Rock, yes, yes, yes. I remember that well.
Rodney Stone,
and,
Valentine's
Day this year marked 30 years of our performance on Saturday Night Live, and we were the first hip-hop group to perform nationally on a national broadcast.
That's right.
So, Darlene, I'm listening. You talking about your show. You just scared me. You're on here talking about sex and positions. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, it also woke me up tonight, too.
Listen, let me tell you something, okay? A lot of times people are not communicating their needs and desires or their insecurities in relationships. And after the end of the day, that is what's going to hold a lot of people together. Now, some men are intimidated by a woman that has been around, you know, a long time, or vice versa. Some women are intimidated by men that have had several sexual experiences. And it's very important that men and women talk about these things, but these things are never talked about for some reason. Men are intimidated a lot by women that may be a little bit more adventurous or more experienced.
Well, I would agree.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I totally agree. This is a very interesting subject that you have chosen for this evening. I myself don't have any problems. I'm a happily married man. I'm sure my wife don't have any problems. So we good money. But I do remember when I was dating, yes, there was times that I was apprehensive or maybe a little tentative because the partner, the female partner, might have been a little more experienced than me, and, you know, that made me a little uncomfortable. It's been a long time, but I do remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's from a male point of view. Now what about from a female point of view, Miss Sauce Boss?
Would that be me? Okay. I'm comfortable with my sex life with my partner. I'm also married for 13 years to my husband, and he pushes me at times, and, you know, he calls me Nancy Reagan one stance, and then I'm like a beast on the other hand. So we compromise, you know. There are challenges some days, you know, but for the most part, I try to rise to the occasion, you know. Men can throw some fast ones on you now, you know. Sometimes
okay.
Us women are not always willing to go there, but sometimes we have to, you know. If we want to keep our men happy, we have to be willing to play and get our feet wet, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, it's funny that both of you both made a statement that you are in a relationship for a long time, and I talk a lot about people that are in relationships for many, many, many years, how to keep it interesting. And some people are listening, some people are emailing me, so many. I mean, I got so many responses from this topic. I'm like, I didn't know which one to respond to first. But do you feel, because in my opinion, I think it's variety is always a spice of life, okay?
Right.
Now, when I say variety, I mean that not the same missionary stuff
right,
that goes
right.
on.
You have
you know,
to keep it
like,
interesting, you know?
You have to keep it interesting. Now, you ladies out there and you guys out there, you have to keep it interesting. And guys, you can't always depend on the woman to always satisfy your libido, you know what I mean? You have to join in, too. I recommend personally dating, acting like you don't know each other, meeting each other maybe at a club or a bar. Sometimes the woman can probably go to the bar with maybe like a long fur coat on with maybe a nice cute underwear under it or something like that. And, you know, just act like maybe wear a wig or, you know, something
right,
provocative.
Right, do something different.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
then
alter
like
from your normal course, right?
Exactly. And then let's
can still do that.
Yes, I think that's
and
important.
Find other interesting things to stimulate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You, sex, it changes with the times, too. If you're with someone for a long time, then you got to be willing to explore different avenues and do different things. You know, it can never get dull. I mean, men are bored easily, but you can still find ways to make your sex life satisfying. And
don't
you know,
think that by doing that, And it will probably keep a lot of the people in the homes and not dating other people
exactly.
or looking for
exactly.
romance someplace else. Because a lot of times it's just sex for men. You know, for
right.
women, we probably may just want companionship or something
right.
like that. But for men, it's variety.
Right.
Am I wrong, Ronnie?
Well, I can't speak for all men. I mean, me, you know, I'm just listening to y'all, and it's just like I'm traveling back in my mind and remembering when, for me, just being, you know, a pioneer, you know what I mean, I really had my share of women.
Right.
So for me, you know, I'm just really being stable. I mean, I've been with the same woman right now. We actually have 20 years. We've been married
Beautiful.
9 years. We just celebrated our 9th year wedding anniversary on the 26th of February.
Congratulations.
So
yes.
The two of us are, you know, we're just salt and pepper. You know what I mean? We're peanut butter and jelly. We know each other very well. That spice thing, we're not really into that. We don't really have to do that. It's like, I know I know when she needs, she know when I need, and we just do what we need, and we good, you know. And I'm happy to say, you know what I mean, that's cool, you know what I mean.
Okay.
There was a time when we needed, you know, or it just felt like, you know what I mean. But I think, you know, right now, you know what I mean, after having 20 years with each other, you know, we're good, you know. I mean, now other men, like I said, I can't speak for them, but I mean, when I wasn't married, you know what I mean, it was a conquest for me. It was, you know, I just had to do as much as I could, you know, and I did, you know. And I think it took its toll on me. So now, you know, it's cool. You know what I mean? We get ours. Let me just say that. We get ours.
Right. So now, jumping from this subject, what I really wanted to discuss is there are a lot of young people out here who are getting involved with romantic situations. They're young, and they're meeting older people. And any one of you can jump in. I see we have more callers in. Some people are calling in from a 212 area code. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're on the air with the legendary Rodney Stone and the author, Sauce Boss, Ms. Shonda Pinky Dickinson. 212 caller, are you on the air? Okay, a lot of times they'll call in, but they just don't want to talk, so we're going to ignore them. But however, if you guys do feel the need to respond, please do. What do you recommend to young people who are pressured into experiencing sexual activity? Like, and I'm talking people 19 to, like, 24. Any one of you can answer that question.
Okay, now we're talking being pressured by who? You said older people, but
person.
You didn't put a number to that. So I need a number to kind of give you a response. We're talking 19
Let's
to 24, being pressured by
older, you know, people that are trying to have sex with them, and they're young, and they may have had experience, but the 19 to 20-year-old may not have had the experience. What do you recommend?
I recommend sexuality is something that's developed. It's not taught. You know, it's all within. It's yourself. Of course, it's attraction to the other person, but it's not something that can be taught. You know, and it's something that gets better with time, if you ask me. So I don't think it's right to pressure a 19-year-old into being twisted up in 18 positions if they're not ready for that. Or going to a, you know, I don't think that it's cool when you have to pressure someone to do anything that they might not, you know, be comfortable with. So I think, you know, if you're that grown and you have these grown needs, then you should be with a grown person. You know, that's my opinion on it, you know.
And you, Rodney?
I think pressure is not good for anybody. I don't care how old you are. You know what I mean? If you have to pressure somebody, then I don't think that's right. It sounds like rape to me.
Coercion or, you know, date.
Yeah,
rape,
you know what I mean? So pressure, period, doesn't sound like a good word to use in terms of, you know, getting someone to comply. If they're not willing to comply, then, you know what I mean, it's not a good thing. And, you know, sounds like you're knocking on that door of rape.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, well, you know what? You guys both have made some very good points. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
This goes out to the beautiful girls. Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all go home with Trigger? Walking past a looking at me all naughty. Then I said, baby, what's up? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Bottles of the Ace got me with a little buzz. Up in VIP with all of my thuggas. You leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the biz up. Off to the crib, shout it, where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax. hold up. Let me turn the radio on. Get you to the crib. Let's get a bed. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, when I pull back to the sheets and you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. You gon' think I invented sex. Put the code in the gate, pull up to the driveway. Says she like the way I touch her, listening to Usher. I got a confession, know we bout to sin, but your body is a blessing. La 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 la.
Okay, we're back here with Rodney Stone and Shonda Dickerson, also known as the author of Source Boss. I want to thank you both again for answering me, answering for us and answering for the fans. Your opinion of are you intimidated by an experienced lover? Because that's a very important topic that a lot of people have been emailing me about. And I'd like to move on to Mr. Rodney Stone because I was told through the grapevine that you're going to be appearing at the Hollis Queens Hip Hop Pioneer Greats next week.
Yeah, actually, this coming Monday, we're being inducted into their museum, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is that why Shah Rock is in New York?
Yeah, actually, I don't think she's here yet, but she's on her way, and yeah, that's why she's coming, so
okay.
That we could be a part of that induction ceremony.
Okay, now, can press come out at all, or is it just you guys, only you guys can go there?
No, I think it's open to the public. I'm not sure about the press aspect of it, but I'm inviting you, so if you decide you want
to
come and cover it, you know what
yes,
I mean, then feel free.
I would love
free.
To cover that for Celebrity Showcase TV. Now,
yeah, sure.
I understand you have something coming out called the Groundbreakers.
Well, yes, I recently put together, well, not recently, back in 2009, I launched a new company called the Groundbreakers, and it's a handful of original hip-hop pioneers who have come together for one common cause, and that's to create awareness and to raise money for a medical health and dental care program for the hip-hop pioneers and their immediate families. And as you know, over 50 million Americans have little or no health insurance. So we've decided that it was important that we would address this issue. And as you know, or may not know, most recently, Kool Herc, who is considered the father of hip-hop, had a minor surgery, and he didn't have money to pay for his surgery. Fortunately, someone, you know, with means went into their pocket and took care of his bill. But it just means that this issue is something that we definitely need to take a look at. And back in 2007, I was approached with this concept, and I thought it was a great idea, and I said, sure, I would love to be a part of it. And so I've been championing this project since 2007, and we recently launched our website, we're raising awareness, and hopefully we'll raise some money so that we can make sure that we could live to a ripe old age.
Okay, now you said some interesting things. First of all, you said 50 million Americans don't have life insurance. I'm sorry, health insurance. Now, are you saying those that are employed or because they're unemployed or because they don't know about the governmental insurance that exists?
We're just talking about just people in general, whether they're employed or unemployed.
Now,
you know what I mean? You have people who are underemployed who can't afford health insurance. And you know, due to the economy, due to the recession, a lot of people were laid off and they lost their benefits. You know what I mean? I am one, you know, who am a victim of that. You know what I mean? I lost a good job and I lost my benefits. So,
you said the hip-hop pioneers are going to be the number one benefactors of the project that you're working with?
Yes.
Okay.
And their immediate families.
Okay. Now, do you have an underwriter for? Is there an insurance company that's
working?
Well,
right now we don't have anybody attached to us other than a handful of pioneers who have come together because we want to address this issue. That's why I was happy to be able to speak with you, because what I'm trying to do is get all of the pioneers to a table so we can decide what it is that we want to do. Now, there's various ways for us to get this underwriting. There's various ways for us to launch this project, but I want this project to be our project, and I don't want people to look at it as if it was a my project, because it's not going to just benefit me. It's going to benefit all of our pioneer brothers and sisters. You know, I don't know what anybody's personal situation is. Some people may be all right and not need these benefits, and then I'm sure that there are people who could benefit from having this. Now, we're not only going to provide the benefits, the medical, health, and dental care. What I am trying to do is mirror this organization to be like the Jazz Foundation. The Jazz Foundation is an organization that caters to jazz musicians, and what they do is they supply housing, they supply medical, health, and dental care, but in addition to that, they also supply employment. And this employment is through an educational component where the jazz musicians actually teach the history of jazz to students. So they have a deal with the Board of Ed, and they go into the schools, and they teach the history of jazz. And I think that's a great idea, and I think that that's something that we should do. I think being the forefathers of hip-hop, that it's our responsibility to make sure that we keep the face of hip-hop positive. Because hip-hop has always been positive, but right now rap has made it negative, derogatory, and degrading. And I'm not knocking anybody who is into rap, you know what I mean? I salute them, because without them, it would have died. Unfortunately, I consider a lot of the rap that our young folk listen to be poison and or genocide, because it is actually killing off our young folk. Now
before you go any further, okay, there's some things that I'm seeing here, because you know I'm a thinker first, right?
Okay.
Now, back to the original cause of you grouping people together. People lost their jobs, or people were not employed, or people didn't have insurance. So now the concept of this, when you do the insurance situation, have you sat down with lawyers and insurance agents to see how and who can actually underwrite? Like, do you have a list of companies that will take the chance? Because when you think about it, the hip-hop pioneers, you know, there are a lot of insurance companies that may consider them risky because of their age, and then there may be some that may try to do it. But have you gone after some people like Russell Simmons and Jay-Z and Puffy? Because a lot of these so-called moguls have benefited from the work of the pioneers. And don't you think that should be the ones that be, like, really, really put in, like, a cushion of the money?
What we feel is that hip-hop should pay for itself, and the moguls in the game should actually be the first contributors to this concept and this project. Now, we've actually spoken with several healthcare agencies, you know, insurance companies, who basically told us that we don't have enough numbers in order for our policies to be low. So what I need to do first is to get all of my peers to buy into the concept, to sign up to be a part of what it is that we're doing, to say, yes, I support this movement, or yes, I need some help. And then
okay,
we can.
Okay, so this is where we're gonna do this. This is how I'm gonna get the word out. Okay, you said you got the website. Now, what's the website?
The website is www.hiphoppioneershealth.org, and that's pioneers with an S.
Hiphoppioneershealth.org. Okay, now do you have a banner? Okay, now do you know what a banner is? Okay, I'm a web designer, right? Now, you know, when you go to websites, you see, like, these little square
boxes.
Advertise.
No, that's why I needed to talk to you, because I know that, that's what you did. We actually have two sites, and one site needs some work, so that's why
this
I needed to talk to you.
Okay,
so I can
this
get
is
you
what
to,
you need. You need to send me the, I'll go on there again, but if you can email me the link, I can look at it, because the banner is the key. This
right.
is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to raise the money. This is how you're going to knock it out, right? You get the banner. You put the link to the banner to the PayPal account that you're going to open up for your company.
Right.
So that people can just click on the banner, boom, and the money will go in. That's how you start the online money thing happening. Quick, fast, easy. You could do it. It's nothing to do it. It's
right.
nothing.
Have
you
the
do
PayPal
is,
account, just don't know how to link it to...
I'm gonna show you how to do all of that. That's gonna be my contribution. Okay.
Cool.
That's how I'm gonna contribute. Also, once you have the banner designed, this way I can put it on my website. I can send it to people like the lady on the other line. You see, she's an author. She has a following. It's each one reach one. The more people that know about it, the more you can do, because this is extremely, it is an insult. When I heard about Kool Herc not being able to pay his medical bill, my ears burnt. But then I get another email telling me that Circa is sponsoring, is putting out a sneaker with the Zulu. So I'm like, hold up. How is that possible? Is that really important, a sneaker or a hat? No, because it's about money.
Well, I mean, if a person can't make money off of you,
they're not going to help you.
If there's a contribution that could be donated to this project from each sale, then yes, it makes sense. But for people to continue to pimp our culture and not, you know, show the proper love. That's needed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's just where I'm at right now. I'm 30 years outside of the game. You know what I mean? People keep telling me, go in the studio and record music and do it again. And I'm saying to them, hip-hop has always been a team thing. And teams support hip-hop. We don't support hip-hop like that. So if I put out new music, nobody's running to buy it. You know what I mean? So that's an avenue that I could attempt. But that's what it all only will turn out to be, is an attempt. Now, what I do want to do is put out something tangible that people can get, like maybe a T-shirt. They can buy a membership from our organization. They can get a T-shirt, which will represent what it is that we're doing, and there'll be funds going into a project, and I won't have to go in there and pray for people to buy something or hope that they like something, because they're just not there anymore.
Wow. And so now, do you have information to give out at this event that you're going to next week? Because
I'm gonna have some brochures there.
Good. Because I think all of those type of things, like when you go to these places, because these people are under the impression that the pioneers are living large. I'm telling you, they probably, because nobody will believe me if, like, when I tell them, well, Kool Herc couldn't do this, I'm like, come on now, you got people that are millionaires, and they all say the same thing. Oh, I used to watch Ronnie C. I used to watch Melly Mel. I'm like, okay, you were influenced by these people, but these people need help. It's like they abandoned their parents. And
well,
then you got
people
like Puffy who's spending $5,000 and $6,000 an hour in a bar.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I just don't understand what happened. I don't know. Something
I think
happened.
That there's a major disconnect between the original hip-hop pioneers, the people who actually gave birth, that first generation, and those mm-hmm. who did well in the record business, those who have established the rap industry. And, you know, I was down at VH1's Hip Hop Honors one year, and they mm-hmm. were interviewing Run, and somebody made a statement. I think the Furious Five was on that same show, mm-hmm. and somebody made a statement, you know, to him and asked him a question about the pioneers, and his response was, he doesn't really feel sorry for us because we made our beds. You know what I mean? So
you made
and
what?
I really felt we made our beds. In other words, you know that cliche, you made your bed, so you have to lie in it. You know what I mean? So basically what he said was, what happened to me happened because I wanted it to happen. Like, I had control over the record companies keeping my money. I had control over record companies filing bankruptcy on me. I had control over record companies, you know, cooking their books and not paying me my royalties. Like, I really had a hand in that. And I felt offended behind it when I heard the statement, you know what I mean? And I would love an opportunity to be able to check him about it because, you know, he was fortunate because his brother did well and his brother covered him.
Well, his brother did well, but let's not forget, Run was Curtis Blow's little DJ and flunky at one time, and Russell robbed Curtis. And use all that money that he made off for everybody like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and everybody that he had and put into his brother. And a lot of people think that, you know, Russell is like, you know, like the godfather of hip-hop and all this. He's doing all of these things for all these Jewish-affiliated companies. You know, but he never, ever reaches back into the actual pioneers that helped launch his label.
With them or without them, you know, we're going to get this project
off
the ground.
You're going to do it, but I'm saying,
you know,
that
so
people need
to
know.
It would be nice to have them, you know, be the first contributors to this because they made the most money off this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And, you know, and I ain't too proud to ask. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I ain't begging for nothing. I'm asking
right.
for help. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm asking for a hand up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I believe,
I like
you know,
that
hip-hop should take care of all of us.
Right. Wow. This is amazing. Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's relevant because a lot of the pioneers are bitter. But I think that if you don't reinvent yourself and keep up with the times, you will disappear. And a lot of times, a lot of these originators and pioneers are so caught up in what they used to do that they're not making themselves relevant or accessible today. So by you taking a business standpoint, I think it's a wonderful idea, but it's also a humane thing, you know, and
yeah.
that's what's missing from the music industry, the humane part of it. And I think it's a good idea. You should even maybe consider a nonprofit status, like a 501c3 status, so that you can get money. Because like I said before, people give when they can get something. So if you're a 501c3
no, yeah, we do have a 501 conduit that's attached to this program.
I
was in the process of setting up a 501, but it's just too much work to be done, and the team is so small. You know
and
what I mean? So it's just a hand.
Now that
it's
you have
a handful of
us. All you need
yeah,
is a
no.
lawyer or an accountant to help you get the process done and get the paperwork done. Get the paperwork. It takes 6 months. Because I'm going to tell you,
right.
with the 501c3, you can get them big governmental grants for stuff that what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do, there's money that the government, like I get lists of grants that's available. And for what you're doing, you can get millions of dollars. I mean, Donald Trump made his money off of grants, governmental grants. A lot of people think that he just became rich overnight. It's those governmental grants and those bonds. That's what you got to start focusing on, because a lot of people,
I have to get somebody on board who's familiar with that arena and, you know, who can navigate that. I mean, because, you know, that's a lot of work.
My cousin does that.
I have attempted it, but I just never was successful at it. So I'm really looking, like I said, I'm looking to build a team. I'm looking professional people. I'm trying to get professional people, you know, who have a genuine interest in hip-hop, a genuine love for the pioneers, to come on board and lend their assistance to this program so that this thing could actually get up and running. And like I said, we put together a homage tour, you know, where I have original hip-hop pioneers paying tribute to other hip-hop pioneers. And I think that's something that we need to do as well to break that barrier, because, you know, hip-hop started out as a competitive thing, and 30 years ago we were very competitive. And when I first launched this project, everybody came to the table. It was okay for a minute, but then that competitive thing came up again. And I'm saying we're 30 years outside of when we were hot. You know what I mean? Mm. That competitive thing needs to be put to the side, and we really need to do business today as opposed to, you know, doing this competition that nobody really cares about.
Yeah, you are 100% correct on that. And you know what? I think what you're trying to do, like I said before, just put yourself in the mind of the outside of the business person, because if it's not going to make money for them, they're not going to put 100% unless they just have excess money hanging around. You know what I mean? That's why I said if you were like that 501c3 status, that's a tax. They can make those tax deductible donations.
I'm trying to really do this on the backs of the pioneers. You know what I mean? If we can get corporate America to contribute to this project, you know, that would be a great thing, you know. But I don't want to put all my eggs in that one basket, you know, because, you know, I used to do a lot of events and used to go after, you know, corporate America for them to sponsor my safe nights and things of that nature. You know, and that's a lot of work, you know what I mean, trying to get them to give you a little bit of money. And they always give you a little bit of money. They never give you enough money to really do whatever it is that you're trying to do, you know. So what I'm really trying to do is create this entity. Let's attach this educational component, get these pioneers working, you know what I mean? And we can take a percentage of the monies that we generate for them to actually help pay for their medical health and dental care. So not only are they're productive, you know what I mean, they're back in the game. And even if they're not active in a current capacity, they're at least teaching the history of hip-hop, which is important.
And you know what, Ronnie? That is such a good idea. You know, when I wrote the book, Hip Hop Before the Bling, I tried to bring that point up about how the history has been watered down because there's a different face that's telling the story, and those faces were not the actual witnesses. They were the fans or maybe the media. And it's very important that the actual creators and the innovators and legends and pioneers get their just due, you know. And there's museums coming up all over the world, and the stories have to be told. You know, we cannot let the public and the world think that hip-hop began with Run DMC. Not taking anything from them.
And that's what we have to do. We have to make a concerted effort to correct the history or the misinformation that has been disseminated. And you can only go on what the media portrays. So it's important that the original pioneers come together to tell their story. And, you know, I attempted that some years ago at one point, because my era, we didn't have the visual aid that people have now. You know what I mean? Right. It wasn't mandatory to have a video when we were doing hip-hop. And if it wasn't an album, you didn't get your picture on it. You know what I mean? And we, our first releases were 12 inches. So there was no pictures of us. And
we
the
have
only
a caller.
Picture.
We have another. I'm sorry, Ronnie. We have a caller calling in from a 724 area code. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio on the Hear No Evil show. Okay, they hung up. Okay, you know, hold on 1 second. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back.
What kind of rice is it? Brown rice? What?
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog.
Oh.
For the dog that keeps this tail.
Okay.
We'll be busy. You must have to know.
How so that this is
written
last before the
dog. How
so this is day 71 before the injustice.
Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
She kept that name, huh?
Yeah.
And you got a daughter singing along with the name Diamond, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. She's in the studio right now, and she's working on her album. And, you know, I wish her the best of luck.
Very good. Well, she has two talented parents, so I'm quite sure she's going to do wonderful. How old is she now?
Actually, she'll be 27 in April, so she's got a birthday coming up.
Wow, young man, young man. Yeah, so first of all, what are you going to do a record? Seriously now.
Well,
you
actually,
need to do at least one.
I've been working on some stuff, and I have one track that I actually fell in love with. So what I'm going to do is we're going to put out like a compilation, and I'm just going to reach out to different pioneers and ask them if they're willing to contribute a track We do have a young man who is an A&R for a label. I think Universal. I think he's affiliated with Universal. And he found out about the project. He came to a company meeting. He fell in love with it, and he's decided to help us launch our record company. So we're going to, you know, that'll be the next step in our evolution. But right now, it's just making sure that we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that everything is proper and legitimate before we actually start moving. So that's just basically where we're at.
Well, that's good. Let me know when you need some background vocals. Just let me know.
All right, now.
Because, you know, I've still got my skills. I'm working on my gospel album.
You know,
we
still keep it old school, so, you know, we definitely going to need some vocalists involved with what we're doing.
Real singers, okay? I'm not no studio singer. I'm a real singer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, Ronnie, we're coming down to the ending of the show, and is there something that you would like to say to the listeners, to the fans, and what you want your legacy to be?
Well, what I would say is just keep focused. Whatever it is that you aspire to do, you know, have stick-to-itness, you know, not to give up. Don't listen to the naysayers, you know, and your haters, but just keep focused. My legacy, I would like my legacy to be one, you know, that people could say that this is a man of integrity, that this is a man who, you know, stuck to his guns. You know, I mean, I mean, a lot of people, you know, through the years, you know, it's like, either you like me or you love me, you know what I mean? And that's it. I don't want anybody to hate me. And if I've done anything to anybody, you know, to make them have a negative feeling, you know, I want to make amends. I don't want anyone to basically hate me. But, you know, it's a part of life.
Well, first of all, anybody that's hating, they need to know that that breeds cancer. So they need to let that go, okay? Because we have other things to worry about. This Groundbreakers project, like you said, it's about sticking to your guns. I mean, I'm quite sure HIP and Health First and all of those big companies had to start at some point at the beginning. So,
that's right.
You know, so nothing worth having is always easy, you know. And I want to wish you a lot of luck with everything that you've been doing. And I really like what you've done in the past with your Safe Nights, with your fashion shows, with your showcases. You know, you've tried to help unsigned acts get out there and get them some exposure. I've had them some of your acts on some of our TV programs in the past, and they're always entertaining. And waiting for your album to come out. And I'm really looking forward to having more people get involved, because a lot of times people have such low self-esteem that they don't have love of self. And when you love yourself, you want to take care of yourself. And health is important, and a lot of these pioneers look bad. They look really bad, and they may be younger than we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they have to take care of themselves. You know, diet and nutrition is very important.
Well, I want to be able to create that platform for them. Huh? You know, I just want to be able to create a platform to help them, you know what I mean, live, you know, a comfortable life. You know, I'm not talking about turning people into millionaires, because I can't do that. But, you know, just to make sure that they can go to the dentist if they got a toothache, you know what I mean?
Right.
They can go get a checkup to make sure, you know what I mean, that they are healthy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that if they're not, that they can get whatever services that they need to to remedy that situation so that they can live a productive life.
And you know what, Ronnie? You know I'm a literary person, but I really think that if you write everything down and you just keep writing and writing, it may turn into a manual. And it may you may want to write a manual about your experience, and maybe that's another way that you can raise money also, because you can
right.
show new cats in the world what it's like to be involved with the music industry, the pitfalls, the ups and downs of what happened. And you never know. Like, I started out with just, like, a thought. And then now, four or five books later, you know, Ronnie, it's just a beautiful thing. And so
no,
sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone, and that's what I did. I stepped out of my comfort zone, and you would be surprised how much support you will get. I'm going to go on your website. Everybody, the website again, Ronnie, say the website again.
It's www.hiphoppioneershealth.org.
Okay, so that's hiphoppioneershealth.org. And there they will be able to keep in contact with you, do donations, know about what products you have, merchandising, fundraisers, events. And all of this is to help the pioneers and the legends stay relative, get good health, and their families, because that's very important. You want to be around to tell your story.
That's right.
That's very
Thank you,
important.
Sister Darlene, for this opportunity to be a part of your show. You continue to do great work, and I look forward to, you know, meeting with you in the near future so that we can go ahead and do what we need to do to get this thing moving.
Yeah, you definitely, there's ways that I can help you with the website as far as the banner, show you how to do the linkage so that people can just put the money right in, because it's really a small thing. It's nothing, and you'd be surprised. To you, it may be a big thing, but to me, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
No.
And it's all about helping one another, because that's what a chain is. It's a bunch of links together. We have to link up, and make this thing work, because this is our history we're talking. And it's already, they, you know, the powers that be always try to water down who the pioneers and the legends are. And that's with anything, whether it's hip-hop or jazz or gospel or country or what inventions were made. I mean, it's a never-ending problem of maintaining our identity here on this continent. And as long as no one stands up for anything, you'll fall for everything. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And I want to thank
That's
you.
Right.
And I think you're doing very good work. And God bless you just for having the courage. You
thank
you. To say, listen, you need to live. You know?
Well, thank
and,
you. Thank you.
And good luck with this thing on Monday. Hopefully I'll be able to make it, because, you know, I do work.
Okay.
And it's really
hard to travel
these days, and I'm doing this book tour. And those of you that want to get my book, you can go to Amazon.com, but I would prefer you to go to Lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, and you can get all of my books and my DVD, Moments in Hip Hop, and my DVD, Return of the Gong Show. Ronnie C., I want to thank you for coming on, and hopefully I can get other members of the group to call in, you know, next Thursday. And do try to call in every Thursday just to say, listen, we're doing this and we're doing that. I don't have a problem with you doing that.
Well, thank you.
Know, keep us on the radar.
I will.
But I definitely extended this week's show for you, because I really wanted you to get, you know, to get the word out, and I knew a half an hour just would not be enough.
I appreciate it. I truly do.
Yeah, man. Got to get it out. You got to get the word out there. And Once again, fans, if you want to call in the last few minutes and not be shy, I don't understand why people are calling in and just, I guess they just wanted to hear your voice because they're so shy. I see all of these phone numbers lit up, but no one wants to talk. So maybe they're a little shy, I don't know. But if people wanted to contact you, do you have an email address?
Yes, they can hit me at the same as the, gbhiphop.com. G as in girl, B as in boy, hiphop at gmail.
.com. Okay.
Right, not .com. GBHiphop. GBHiphop.com. Right? Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. At Gmail. GBHiphop at gmail.com.
Very good. Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in for blogtalkradio.com, and we're on the Hear No Evil show. And until I talk to you again, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.